This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here. And welcome back to Digital Poison, where we dive deep into the messy, magnificent world of technology and its impact on our lives. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly realize hours have vanished? Or maybe you feel this constant urge to check your phone, even when you're in the middle of something important? Yeah, me too. That's why we're here to break free from screen addiction and reclaim our lives. Today, we're tackling mindfulness and how it can be a game changer for building a healthier relationship with screens. Ever felt like technology is controlling you instead of the other way around? Trust me, you're not alone. But guess what? We have the power to change that narrative. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mindfulness, isn't that just sitting cross-legged and chanting? No, honey, it's so much more than that. Think of it as a superpower, the ability to be fully present in the moment without getting lost in the digital vortex. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate mindfulness and ditch those screen demons. 1. Start with awareness. The first step is recognizing your own screen habits. Pay attention to when you reach for your phone, what triggers that urge and how it makes you feel. Are you scrolling out of boredom? FOMO? Loneliness? Once you're aware of the patterns, you can start to break them. 2. Set intentional boundaries. This is huge. Designate specific times for screen use and stick to them. Make your phone-free zones, like during meals, conversations, or bedtime. It takes discipline, but trust me, your brain will thank you for it. 3. Embrace digital detox days. Take a full day or even just a few hours completely off the grid. Go for a hike, read a book, connect with loved ones in real life, anything that doesn't involve a screen. You'll be amazed at how much energy and focus you gain. 4. Practice mindful technology use. When you are using your phone, be present. Instead of mindless scrolling, engage with content intentionally. Read articles thoroughly, watch videos with focus, or use apps for specific purposes like learning a new language or tracking your fitness goals. 5. Cultivate offline hobbies. Invest in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment offline. Take up painting, learn to play an instrument, join a book club, or volunteer for a cause you care about. These hobbies will not only enrich your life, but also provide healthy alternatives to screen time. Think about that last time you were fully engrossed in a conversation with someone, laughing, sharing stories, truly connecting. That's the power of mindfulness. When we bring that same level of intention and presence to our digital interactions, it transforms them from mindless scrolling into meaningful moments. Let me tell you a story. A friend of mine used to be glued to her phone 24/7. She was constantly checking social media, texting, and playing games. It was affecting her relationships, her sleep, even her mood. One day, she decided to take a digital detox for a week. At first, it was tough. But by the end of that week, she felt like a completely different person. She had more energy, clearer thinking, and stronger connections with the people around her. She realized that real life was happening outside the screen, and she was missing out. Remember, this isn't about becoming a tech keto or deleting your social media accounts. It's about finding balance, being mindful of how technology affects you, and taking steps to create a healthier relationship with it. You have the power to reclaim your time, your attention, and ultimately, your life. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing mindfulness today. Set those boundaries, take those digital detoxes, and embrace the joy of being present in the moment. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Let's spread the word about mindful tech use. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep on scrolling consciously.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.